Snake Pit is going to be going on this weekend. Deadmau5 will be playing, Grizz, Axel and Grosso. Who am I missing? I'm missing one other person right now. Totally blanking. Oh, Diplo, right?
Diplo!
So, we've got on the phone right now somebody in a predicament, and that's Riley. She's trying to figure out what to do. Her sorority wants her to silly string. I don't even know what to say about this. At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, what are people saying, Live the Web Girl, about this?
Jennifer said, I am an RN, and I always, until this girl on Ask Alex, she would be extremely likely to develop alcohol poisoning as she would be absorbing alcohol at a much higher rate and directly into her bloodstream.
That's what I was saying.
And then Rebecca said, this girl is dumb. What is wrong with kids? # officially old. And then Zach said, would this sterilize her downstairs for sex?
Well, I guess Zach's moving forward.
All right. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Riley, let's take some calls for you this morning. Let's talk to Jenny. Jenny, you're on the Joe and Alex Show with Riley.
Good morning.
Hey.
I was just calling. It seems highly unlikely that she would get horribly drunk, seeing as though the product that she's going to be soaking only soaks up about 15 milliliters,
Oh. Which
is half of the amount of a shot glass.
Wow, this is like coming in with the math here.
And also, the vodka is very irritating to that the skin of that area. So, mm-hmm. And if you've ever had like razor burn and or like a cut and you get alcohol on that, that's probably going to hurt.
Yeah.
And inserting that thing, if it's, you know, plastic or cardboard dependent, that's going to hurt.
What if you use something different like Fireball? How would that be?
Oh, gosh.
I would definitely not recommend anything that has any additives. Because if you do that, you're risking infection. So, like, sugar additives or, like, Fireball or cinnamon.
No mixers?
No, God, no.
No Smirnoff ices. That's not how you want to get iced.
Like cranberry and, like, orange juice.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
Cranberry juice is good for you, so maybe cranberry vodkas.
Pineapple juice makes it taste better.
Oh, God. Sydney, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say for this?
So just a couple things. So one thing is my friend's uncle is an EMT and ended up they had to pick up a girl from a concert because she pretty much like was so blacked out and was having alcohol poisoning and actually ended up on like life support because it absorbs so quickly.
Wait, well, did she do the silly string thing?
Yes, they had put they had done the tampon thing.
Okay, no. Silly string, please. I don't want to. Okay.
Silly string, sorry. Okay.
Are you serious? Was that here?
I don't actually know. He's worked in a few different areas, gotcha. So I don't know if it was Indy or not.
Okay.
He was,
wow.
Because I was in a sorority in college, and so he was, like, giving us all this, like, horror stories of things not to do that he's seen college
students do. So Riley is right. This is a game that people are playing in college, at least college, maybe high school, too.
No, it was never really considered a game. It was just, like, for the people who were like the crazy people doing Molly and stuff.
Right.
It sounds like, yeah.
I feel like we're the people that did it. But also, like, in our sorority, you just put down the drink if you want to take a picture.
Yeah, why is that like, not an option?
Yeah, really. Can't you put it behind your back?
If you're all in the same sorority and you have the same standard rules, like, just put the drink down or blur it out or whatever you got to do.
All right, good advice.
All right, I mean, so far, Riley, what do you think about, like, this thing that people are telling you? Does that kind of scare you or change your mind?
I mean, the thing is, like, I don't want to be the only girl in my friends group that doesn't do this, you know? And then I'm, like, stuck taking care of a bunch of drunk people. You know,
yeah.
And everyone's going to say, like, I'm, you know, like, not fun. And it's just, you know, it's just getting drunk. And, like, I don't know. I haven't heard, like, these things. Nobody else said anything about, like,
these are medical people, though. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but have they done it?
But they've seen people almost die from it. Hold on. Let's talk to Leanne. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Is this dangerous?
Very dangerous. It goes directly into your bloodstream. So 4 years ago, don't know if you heard the story, but there was a kid from Carmel that was at a party, and they were doing it funnels in their rectums and pouring straight vodka in it.
Oh, well, disgusting.
He went into cardiac arrest and died.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, because he came to a local hospital that I was working at. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. They did, you know, a his tox screen was ridiculous. I mean, the amount of alcohol that was in there. But, you know, of course, you couldn't smell it on him, but they finally found out, and he didn't survive. He isn't surviving.
Holy cow.
Riley, do you want that to be you we read about on Monday?
I mean, no, but the other lady said that it was only like half a shot, so...
Well, that's a fair point.
Yeah, she did say she's not chugging. She's not
I don't know. Leanne did see the guy die, so thank you, Leanne, for calling in this morning. But, you know, what does she know, I guess, right? Anonymous, okay. You're a nurse?
Yes.
What is your knowledge that you can share with us? Is this something that is being a kind of scare tactic, she'll be fine, or is this dangerous?
It is very dangerous. I mean, if you want to say that it's just a cap that goes in, but say it absorbs more, that's just what the box tells you. I'm pretty sure women know that it. Those things absorb pretty well sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, and the thing is, too, is when you consume alcohol orally, your stomach acid breaks it down, your liver takes a portion of it. So it breaks it down once it finally gets into your bloodstream. But when you're absorbing it through tissue and other parts of your body, it is a direct access to your blood. And that means you're getting the full-on potent of that alcohol, not just like you're sipping a cap of vodka and it's going down, because that's going to be broken down in your stomach. With food, stomach acids, and this is like literally injecting like vodka into your system. And if you're a petite girl, you don't drink very much, it's probably going to hit you a lot harder and faster. If you want to black out and have something fun to fit in with the crowd, be my guest. But I mean, if these people are only going to be in your life for a fraction of it, you know, unless you worried about long-term issues, like long-term damage if something happens or you pour too much into that thing and you screw up your life, I mean, it's only just to impress a few people during one part of the year. I mean, you've got to weigh the options
with,
and be smarter.
With your expertise as a nurse or your experience, you brought up the thing about your stomach breaking things down. Do you think it would slow down the process of her getting drunk if maybe she tried to do some food there first?
No.
And then put it, because you know like how when you eat food before you drink, usually it's better than just drinking on an empty stomach?
No.
All right, wondering.
No. I made a great observation, but no.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you, Anonymous, for calling in this morning.
So, Riley, as we wrap this up, what is your final decision going to be? Do you think you're going to try it and just hope for the best, or are you going to not do it?
I mean, I was kind of hoping for advice to, like, how to make it work better, not necessarily to do it or not to do it. Mm. I mean, I don't want to be the only person not doing it.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, I'm gonna, and everyone else has done it. So, like, I, you know.
Well, we're not your parents, so we can't force you to do anything. And plus, you're an adult anyway if you're in college. So you got to make your own decisions. I would say don't do it. That's my two cents.
I would say soak it in water and play along. Like,
yeah.
Hey, look at all this.
There you go.
Genius. Would you do that? And you could be like, oh, I'm so drunk.
Yeah, but then like everyone else is drunk and I'm like the only sober person.
Go ahead, Liv.
Also, I just want to say, girlfriend, don't do it. Sororities are not for 4 years or just until they get sick of you and kick you out. So,
Liv's still
don't
better
do it.
If she got kicked out. All right. Well, Riley, I agree with Alex, and NYK is a genius right there. And anybody listening, by the way, too, we don't condone doing this. I think we all agree it's kind of a dumb idea.
But it's important, I think, that parents know that this is something that's going on.
Oh, for sure. But don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, you're a dummy if you do that.
So. All right. Well, be careful, Riley.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks. That's Riley here on the Joe and Alex Show.